小马宝宝们，你好 ，Hello Panda Cubs。今天我们继续讲《西游记》的故事。Today we continue the story of Journey to the West. 这是第十五集。This is episode 15. 生死簿 The Books of Life and Death. As a note to parents, 家长提示。This episode features ghosts and a visit to the underworld. 这一集的内容有鬼怪和阴间地狱的情节 and maybe a little bit scary, 可能有一些恐怖 so just to be aware. 好,我们开始讲故事吧。Now, let us begin our story. 上次我们说到 when we left our story last,悟空离开了东海龙王的水晶宫。悟空 had just left the water crystal palace of the dragon of the east. 他拿走了金箍棒 and he had taken the 金箍棒，还得了一身漂亮的行头 and had also acquired a magnificent suit of armor. 花果山其他的猴儿们边等着大王回来。And as the other monkeys of Mount Hua Guo awaited their king's return, 他们边听着一只老猴子讲故事 they listened to an old monkey tell a story. 在高高的九重霄上 high in the nine heavens, 有玉皇大帝 the Jade Emperor reigns.而在地下的黑暗之处 but down deep in darkness, 则有十代阎王掌管 ,10 lords of darkness rule. 啊太可怕了 ,oh, how horrible, 一只小猴子说 said a little monkey. 我永远也不要去那里 ,I don't ever want to go there, exclaimed another.另外一只叹道。And just then, 就在这时, there was the sound of water, 传来了水声。只见悟空从小银河中跳了出来, and there was 悟空 leaping out of the little silver river. 美猴王站在那里, and there stood the monkey king. 身上的金色战袍翩然飞舞。With his golden cloak swirling around him. 小猴儿们跑到他们大王跟前。The little monkeys ran forth and surrounded their king, 叽叽喳喳叫个不停, chattering excitedly. 悟空笑着说, 悟空 laughed and said, 我可是带了宝贝回来呀。I've come back with a treasure. 快来看看, quick, come look at this.And with a loud thunk, 当的一声响,悟空 planted the gold hoop 金箍棒 into the cave floor. 悟空把金箍棒插在了水帘洞的地面上。The curious little monkeys surrounded the staff at once. 好奇的小猴子们立刻把这法杖给围住了。And they tried to pick it up, 试图把它抬起来。But try as they might,可是不论怎么弄 they couldn't move it, not even an inch. 都没能将它移动一毫一厘。It's too heavy, 太重了。大王 great king, 您到底是怎么用它的呀 How on earth can you wield this? 悟空 grinned, 悟空一笑。You think this is heavy? 你们觉得这很重? He laughed. Wait until you see this. 你们等着瞧。Smiling mysteriously, 悟空神秘的一笑。He whispered, small. 悄悄地念了一声小。And in a blink of an eye, 一眨眼, the 金箍棒 shrinkthe size of a needle. 金箍棒就缩成了绣花针那么大。悟空 tucked it into his ear for safekeeping. 悟空把它放在了耳朵里，好好的保管起来。The little monkeys were stunned. 小猴子们惊呆了。They climbed onto the Monkey King, trying to see where the magic staff had gone. 他们爬到了猴王的身上，试图搞清楚那法杖到底去哪儿了。悟空 laughed. 悟空笑了笑。Come, monkeys, Harmon, 让我们好好庆祝一下。Let's celebrate. 猴儿们举行了盛大的宴会。The monkeys held a great feast and invited all the kings of the nearby mountains, 并邀请了附近的山大王。They feasted and drank for an entire day. 他们吃吃喝喝欢庆了一整天。The enormous bull monster king finished an entire barrel of wine all by himself. 牛魔王竟独自一人喝完了一整桶酒。When the guests had eaten and drank their fill, 客人们吃饱了，喝足了， they left one after the other, 便陆陆续续离开了。喝得醉醺醺的悟空打了个哈欠。悟空 yawned, for the wine had made him sleepy. He leaned back into his throne and felt his eyes drift close. 他倚在他的宝座上昏昏欲睡。How odd, 真奇怪。He thought to himself, 他心想, Where did all this mist come from? 哪儿来的雾气啊? And out from the mist, 悟空 saw two figures emerge. 悟空看见从雾中出现了两个身影。One clothed in black, 一个身穿黑袍, and the other in white.一个身穿白袍。In their hands, they carried a thick rope. 他们手中牵了一根绳子。When they reached Wukong, they threw the rope around the Monkey King and pulled. 当他们俩来到悟空身边时，把绳子往他身上一套。And just like that, Wukong's spirit drifted away from his body.就这样，悟空的灵魂离开了他的身体。Tied tightly in the rope, Wukong's spirit floated behind the two ghouls as they entered into the mist. 紧紧地被绑在绳子上，悟空的灵魂跟着那两个小鬼朝迷雾中飘去。The two ghouls seemed to be walking downwards. 两个小鬼带着悟空似乎在往深处走。The mist went from white to gray to a smoky black. 雾气从白雾变成了灰雾，又变成了黑色的烟雾。As they walked, 悟空 began to awaken from his drunken stupor. 他们边走悟空开始酒醒了。He blinked to clear the mist from his eyes and saw that they were approaching a city gate. 他眨了眨眼睛，发现他们正走向一个城门。A sign upon the gate read, The Dark Lands. 城门上写着阴间。哎呀， What am I doing here?我在这儿做什么? All at once, Wukong was wide awake. 一下子,悟空彻底地惊醒了。Who are you? 你是谁? He roared at the two ghouls who were still pulling at his rope. 他对着那两个牵绳子的鬼吼道。Silence, monkey! 闭嘴,猴子! The ghoul in white snapped.白衣鬼厉声叫道。The ghoul in black sneered. 黑衣鬼冷笑道 We are your superiors. In the dark lands, you obey us. 我们是你的上司。在阴间你归我们管。When the ghoul in black said this, 当黑衣鬼说完这话 悟空 exploded in fury. 悟空彻底暴怒了。The ropes binding him snapped, and Wukong leapt into the air. 紧紧绑住他的绳子，咔嚓一下断开了。Wukong 气愤地跳了起来。As he did so, 与此同时 he plucked the 金箍棒 from his ear. 他拔出了耳朵里的金箍棒。And in a flash, it became full-sized. 瞬间把它变大了。悟空 brought the 金箍棒 whizzing down onto the unlucky heads of the little ghouls. 悟空用金箍棒狠狠地朝那两个小鬼头上砸去。They were flattened at once. 他们瞬间就被打成肉饼了。悟空 wasn't finished. 悟空可没有就此善罢甘休。He gripped the 金箍棒 and struck at the city gates.他提着金箍棒朝城门砸去。The ghost soldiers who tried to bar him were sent flying. 那些企图阻止他的鬼魂们全部都被打飞了。Who is in charge here? 谁是这儿的头? By this time, ghosts were scattering every which way.
这时候，幽灵鬼魂们四下逃窜。
Some fled to the south,
有的往南。
Others ran to the north,
有的向北。
Others hid in the east and cowered in the west,
他们东躲西藏。有少数的几个躲进了森罗殿。
A few ran, panting, into the palace of darkness itself.
灾难来了，灾难啊 Disaster, calamity, they shrieked.
他们尖叫道。
发生什么了
?What on earth is going on?
阴间地府的十殿阎王爷问道。
The ten lords of darkness asked.
外面 ,outside,
外面有个毛脸雷公嘴的怪物。
There's a hairy-faced monster thundering about.
他正朝这儿来呢 and he's heading this way.
And sure enough,
果然
by the time the ghost sentry had finished his report,
孙悟空 had already fought his way into the Palace of Darkness. 卫兵刚报告完，悟空就已经杀开了一条路，来到了森罗殿内。阎王爷们急忙围过来问道。
The lords of the underworld hurried forth and asked,
上仙留名，上仙留名。
Highest immortal, please tell us who you are.
我们这是什么地方得罪您了?
How can we have offended you?
悟空瞪着这十个阎王。悟空 glowered at the ten lords.你们连我是谁都不知道，竟然就敢把我带到这儿来。
You don't even know me, and you dare summon me here?
看我不收拾你们 I'll have to teach you a lesson.
Wait, 等等 wait, wait, 等等。
阎王们说道 The ten lords said.
这一定是个误会
This must be a mistake.
许多人都是同名同姓的。
Many people share the same name.
说不定是我们的小鬼抓错人了。
Perhaps our little ghost summoned the wrong person.
不要找借口。
Make no excuses, 悟空 said.
悟空说，把生死簿拿给俺老孙瞧瞧。
Bring me the books of life and death. I shall see for myself.
于是 and so,阎王们把生死簿拿了过来。
The ten lords brought out the books of life and death.
他们先拿了一本过来。
First, they brought out one volume.
然后又拿了一本。 and then another. 拿了一本又一本 and another and another. 阎王们暗自高兴 and the 10 lords were secretly pleased. 这下可好，这猴子根本就没法看完生死簿。There is no way for this monkey to read through all of these. After all, 毕竟 these books record the names of all who have ever lived and all those who are yet to be born. 这里写着所有曾经活着的人和尚未出生的人的名字。But alas, 可是呀 the lords had underestimated the monkey king.阎王们太小瞧美猴王了。悟空 pulled a handful of hairs from his body. 悟空拔下了一撮毫毛 and blew them into the air, 向空中一吹 transforming them into hundreds of little Wukongs, 把它们变成了几百只小悟空。They picked up the books and began reading at lightning speed.他们拿起书以闪电般的速度开始查找。Before long, 不一会儿 Wukong found what he was looking for. Wukong 就找到了他要找的。In one of the books, 在其中的一本书里 written clearly was the following. 写得清清楚楚。孙悟空 heaven-born stone monkey, 天产石猴。Age 342, 活到342岁 a good end, 善终。
Hum, said Wu Kong, 悟空哼了一声。
Says who?
谁说的？
So Wu Kong waved his 金箍棒, 悟空挥了挥金箍棒, and it became a thick brush, 把它变成了一支笔。He crossed out his name from the ledger of life and death,他把自己的名字从生死簿上划去。And for good measure, he also crossed out the names of all the monkeys too.
顺便还把所有猴子的名字都给划掉了。
As for the 10 lords of darkness, they could only watch the monkey king with mouths open wide.
十位阎王只能张着嘴，傻傻地看着猴王。
When Wukong was finished, Wukong 干完这事后 he tucked the 金箍棒 back into his ear and called back his transformed hairs.
他把金箍棒放回耳朵里又收回了毫毛。
He murmured a spell and gave a mighty leap.
他念了个咒语猛地一跳
and leapt straight back into his sleeping body.
便跳回了自己沉睡的身体。
When Wukong awoke, he told the other monkeys about the dream that he just dreamed.
Wukong 醒过来后把自己做的梦告诉了其他的猴子们。
The monkeys scratched their heads.
猴子们挠挠头。
What a strange dream, they said.
好奇怪的梦呀，他们说。
And indeed, panda cubs, 小猫宝宝们 even today,Legend tells of a tribe of monkeys who have never grown old.
话说直到今天一直有一群长生不老的猴子
who are still laughing and playing deep in the mountains of China.
还在中国的深山里嬉戏玩耍。
But this is not where our story ends.
但是我们的故事可没有讲完。
For while Wukong and his monkeys laughed and played, the oceans and the underworld were anything but peaceful.
因为当悟空和猴儿们嬉笑玩耍着，大海和阴间却一点儿也不安宁。
The furious dragon of the east was flying toward the jade palace in the sky.
愤怒的东海龙王正往天上的凌霄宝殿飞去。
At the same time,与此同时 the lords of the underworld raced towards the heavenly palace as well.
阎王们也往天宫赶去。
Just you wait, monkey.
猴子，你等着。
The Jade Emperor will punish you.
玉帝 会好好的惩罚你的。
Alright, Panda Cubs, Summa Bubba Man, we leave our story here for today.
我们今天的故事就讲到这里了。
Next week, I'll be releasing the third super episode of the series. So, 下个星期我会发布第三个超级 super episode 剧集。So that's basically all Mandarin and all English versions of episode 11 through 15.
那就是说全中文和全英文版的第11到15集。